Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And I thank the Lord for what He's doing in these days. He loves us so much. He cares about us in every way. The Lord, I can testify that the Lord is truly doing all that He can do to help us go forward. The Lord loves His people, every one of us. And He wants us to know Him. He wants us to understand. He wants us to see truth. Receive it, embrace it, and act on it. As we go forward in the Lord, doing His perfect will, considering His ways, thinking His thoughts, we live in His likeness. And His likeness is better than the will of man. When you consider a man's will, what will he do? What's important to him is what he'll do. So when the word of God is important, that's what you will do. If the ways of the world is too important, it's going to interfere with how you do God's will, if you do it all. Even though you know and you're able to judge that God has given you the best options. People consider their ways and they don't think that they can do it, and they don't ask for help. They don't seek to learn. When they do that, they made a choice. And there's a path to that choice. There's a way that choice will lead them. Once something's in the heart, that's what people do. And once they, because it interferes with how they make judgment calls. But as we follow God's ways and His path and do His word, we become enabled to do all that's in His heart. And we become enabled to stand strong in Him. We become enabled to do whatever Jesus did. And those who are breaking through, sometimes you have to stand alone. And then when the Lord sends help, receive it. When other people are breaking through, whatever's been holding you back, you're breaking through. And then you'll notice how other people break through, and it helps you grow. The things that people seek the Lord for is because they have a passion for it. Now, in my walk with the Lord, I had things that was a struggle for others when I heard about what the Lord's reply was to what they were going through and His answers that He gave. It helped me propel even more so. I was trying to grow, and I wanted to grow. I wanted to do things God's way. It was very important to me. So when people say things that, you know, I'll give you an example. A friend of mine, Jerry Fraser, once said that he wished that he could go back to when he didn't know about the spiritual warfare, because he didn't like it. He just wished he didn't even know about it. That was one thing that was off his mind. But now he learned the truth about it. And sometimes the truth, it'll set you free, but you have to receive it. Now, it's better to know about warfare so you can fight. You'll know what to fight, and you can learn how to fight it. And then you can win and go forward. Well, the Lord gave him a vision or a dream that he was on the battlefield. And he dropped his weapons, but the enemy kept shooting at him. And the Lord showed him, even though you don't know about it, you're going to get hurt. And if you quit, you're going to get hurt. So his wisdom was to pick up his weapons and shoot back. And that's what we have to do. That's what we all have to do. It's not a lie. We are in spiritual war with Satan and the world system. And the world system is fighting. But the problem, there are many people that don't know, but because they gave their will to the world, their heart is set to be destroyed by the world and to be used by the world. But see, I didn't see things like he saw them. But what he said to me, it helped. Because there are very times you feel the same way. And you know that, hey, that's not an option. You could see, I could see clearly listening to what he had to say that that's not an option for me. I'm going to have to do this God's way. And that's it. And I put, so when those kind of temptations came against me, I knew God's position and I knew what I had to do. And I did it. We don't have to just grow alone. We have help. We have present help by the Holy Spirit, the Lord. Jesus is with us. Angels watch over us. And then we have brothers and sisters helping that say things that make the that help us make the day. Now, in those days, I was in survival mode myself. I wasn't thriving in life. I was surviving. In some ways thriving, but most ways I was surviving. And I heard that at a strategic time in life. So when you have a passion and a love for the word, when you hear what God has to say, it helps you prepare. Another problem is people hear the word, but because their heart is they're distracted by the world, it interferes with how they hear. So when we're in a situation to do good, do it. When the Lord teaches you something, receive it. But when the Lord teaches other people things, receive it. Sometimes people focus on how they feel when they hear a wonderful word of the Lord from somebody else. They get jealous, or they envy the person, and the enemy steal the word that they could have been using to prepare. They'll even forget whatever the person said because of their envy strikes against them. They're angry because they didn't get the word God gave to somebody else. But that person was searching. They were asking, seeking, knocking. They were breaking through. They were seeking God for answers. So I have a healthy respect for everybody who hears something from the Lord. And if you hold a conversation with them, you can learn how it happened. And it wasn't easy for them. And even if it was, it's still a blessing to hear another piece of the puzzle. A lot of things are lost because people have envy and strife. They have Cain jealousy problems. Cain jealousy is not dead. Cain died, but his jealousy didn't. Because the jealousy came from Satan, and it could distract you from hearing what you got to hear. Some knowledge is unique. You may not need it now, but if you hold on to it, eventually somebody else may need it, or you may need it at another time in your life, and it's something that you can bank from. You can go in the bank of your heart and pull it out, and you can cash it. So to speak. You can use it in your life. The things of God are not limited to time. Satan is limited to time, not us. We're not limited to time. Even the things, if we don't learn all we need to know, we need to thrive and master our lives, we're going to live forever and we're going to eventually do it anyway. So the petty jealousies and the competitions that people do, you got to let that stuff fall off your life. And the only way I know to do that perfectly is to receive volumes of God's word. And that kind of junk will fall off your life. And then you can pray like David, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. And I want my heart to be pure. I want all of my life to be worship. See, if I have Cain jealousy against somebody, that's going to interrupt my worship. I can't worship God in spirit and in truth with Cain jealousy, strife, envy, lust, and all these problems. Fear. You can't have perfect worship with fear in your heart. You might have it in your mind, but you can't have the things of darkness in your heart. Some things, because of your learning process and the way you've been in the world, some things
are still on your mind, but not in your heart. My life can't be perfect worship, sincere worship in spirit and in truth, with thoughts of darkness in my heart. And if it's in my mind, I'll renew it with the word. And I can always brighten my body if I'm strong enough. If I'm strong enough, I can brighten my body. And you brighten your body with your tongue, not your members, with your tongue. What are you saying? If you get overly angry, anxious, or whatever, don't talk. You can brighten your body if you don't talk. And then consider the word and talk the word. Speak life over yourself. This takes the word, a healthy intake of the word of God. And you don't have to know, you don't have to mastermind what to study or what you got to break through. If you don't, some things are there that shouldn't be in the first place. And you, in this dirty life, you have to understand that there are darkness, that there are dark areas, dark thought areas, things that you may have missed. So when the Lord lead guide me to study the word, I study whatever I need. Whatever the case is, the Lord can guide me, and I hear the word, and I'll be all right. I can stand. I can do what I have to do. And then I pray for myself. I say, Lord, help me do all that's in your heart. And I also confess that everything that's not like Jesus got to go. All forms of darkness got to go. Brother Horton used to say, we're in the Father's house, not the pig pen. If it's not in the Father's house, you don't want it. If it's not in the Father's house, you don't need it. And we don't. There's no reason to do anything of the world. Period. All of it is evil. And I don't want it in my mind. And I definitely don't want it in my heart. I definitely don't want it on my mind. It's not worth it. All of Satan's thoughts is trouble. I want all of my life to be worshiped. And I don't have to rely on my strength. I ask the Lord to help me do it. Everything I want to do, I ask for help. Even though I have the authority to speak what I want, I still ask for help. I want him to navigate me. I want him to show me and teach me and train me, help me do all that's in his heart. I want to be fit for the Father's use. I want to know him. I want to enjoy his company, enjoy the hope I got in him. You're just going to have to get used to trusting God. You're going to have to get used to winning. You're going to have to get used to going forward and not letting the beggarly ways of this world slow you down. You're going to have to get used to the things of God. You're going to have to get used to going forward because you can. You don't have to live other people's troubles, strifes, and opinions. When your friend gives you dead opinions, it takes the word to recognize it and then to let it roll off you like water on a duck's back. You got to have enough love in you to do all these things. When people get bitterness in their heart, they talk. It comes out. If a mother hates the father, it comes out. If she has animosity against the children's father, it comes out of her heart. And she's training her daughters how to hate their husbands. So it is with anybody. If you've been hurt by a person, the best thing to do is forgive them. And let it go. And heal. Whatever's in your heart's coming out. Same thing with men. If you've been hurt by somebody, if you let that bitterness set up in you, it'll come out. You'll teach your children how to hate their wives, your sons. And you'll despise people. You don't have to. Whatever's in your heart is coming out. You can bank on that. That's going to happen. Whatever's in your heart is coming out. So our wisdom is to receive God's word and speak it. And don't speak the things of darkness. Not fussing. That's just how it is. I love the Lord, our God and King. God loves us. His love is true towards us. Now, I happen to be way out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.